2 Kings chapter 3. Now Jehoram the son of Ahab began to reign over Israel in Samaria the 18th year of Jehoshaphat king of Judah. 3 Thusad 221 AH 821 BC, and reigned 12 years. And he did evil in the sight of the Lord Jehovah, but not like his father, and like his mother. Because he put away the image of Baal that his father had made. Nevertheless he held on to the sins of Jeroboam the son of Nebat, who caused Israel to sin. He did not depart from them. And Mesha king of Moab was a sheep master, and rendered to the king of Israel 100,000 lambs, and 100,000 rams, with the wool. But it came to pass, when Ahab was dead, that the king of Moab rebelled against the king of Israel. And King Jehoram went out of Samaria the same time, and numbered all Israel. And he went and sent to Jehoshaphat the king of Judah, saying, "The king of Moab has rebelled against me. Will you go with me against Moab to battle?" And he said, "I will go up. I am as you are, my people as your people, and my horses as your horses." And he said, "Which way shall we go up?" And he answered, "The way through the wilderness of Edom." So the king of Israel went, and the king of Judah, and the king of Edom, and they traveled a 7 days' journey. And there was no water for the army, or for the cattle that followed them. And the king of Israel said, "Alas! The Lord Jehovah has called these three kings together, to deliver them into the hand of Moab." But Jehoshaphat said, "Is there not here a prophet of the Lord Jehovah that we may inquire of the Lord Jehovah by him?" And one of the king of Israel's servants answered and said, "Here is Elisha the son of Shaphat, who poured water on the hands of Elijah." And Jehoshaphat said, "The word of the Lord Jehovah is with him." So the king of Israel and Jehoshaphat and the king of Edom went down to him. And Elisha said to the king of Israel, "What have I to do with you? Go to the prophets of your father, and to the prophets of your mother." And the king of Israel said to him, "No. Because the Lord Jehovah has called these three kings together, to deliver them into the hand of Moab." And Elisha said, "As the Lord Jehovah of hosts, armies, lives, before whom I stand, surely, were it not that I regard the presence of Jehoshaphat the king of Judah, I would not look towards you, nor see you. But now bring to me a musician." And it came to pass, when the musician played, that the hand of the Lord Jehovah came upon him. And he said, "This is what the Lord Jehovah says, make this valley full of ditches. Because this is what the Lord Jehovah says. You shall not see wind, neither shall you see rain. Yet that valley shall be filled with water, that you may drink, both you, and your cattle, and your beasts. And this is but a light thing in the sight of the Lord Jehovah, he will deliver the Moabites also into your hand. And you shall strike every fenced city, and every choice city, and shall cut down every good tree, and stop all wells of water, and cover every good piece of land with stones." And it came to pass in the morning, when the meat offering was offered, 9 a.m., that, indeed, there came water by the road of Edom, and the country was filled with water. And when all the Moabites heard that the kings had come up to fight against them, they gathered all who were able to put on armor, and upward, and stood in the border. And they rose up early in the morning, and the sun shone upon the water, and the Moabites saw the water on the other side as red as blood. And they said, "This is blood. The kings are surely killed, and they have killed one another, now therefore, Moab, to the spoil." And when they came to the camp of Israel, the Israelites rose up and struck the Moabites, so that they fled before them. But they went forward striking the Moabites, even in their country. And they beat down the cities, and on every good piece of land every man cast his stone, and filled it. And they stopped all the wells of water, and cut down all the good trees, only in Kirhareseth they left its stones. However the slingers went about it, and struck it. And when the king of Moab saw that the battle was too great for him, he took with him 700 men who drew swords, to break through even to the king of Edom, but they could not. Then he took his eldest son who should have reigned in his place, and offered him for a burnt offering upon the wall. And there was great indignation against Israel. And they departed from him, and returned to their own land.